broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
On the air here tonight. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. We have a great group of people here today. It is our Fort Recovery track team. And if anyone didn't hear, they had an unbelievable weekend last weekend, winning the school's first ever MAC championship.
By a point.
And tomorrow the tournament starts up here. They start tomorrow and they get travel to Spencerville. We got a big group of them in here and we're going to talk to each one of them. And we're going to start out with the girl who's probably been here more than any. Okay, I'm going to say this, okay? I would say of any female you lead in appearances on Fort Recovery Radio, and it's Cassidy Martin. Well, how are you, kid?
I'm good. You just started this, though, so I mean,
just started five years ago in Spencing.
Yeah. Hang on. We got to get her.
Get a chance.
Get the microphone. Pull the microphone closer to you there.
Don't yell at her, Neil.
Well, I'm just saying we're not. We're barely here.
We could hear. There's Fee. With Fee. What time's the show start?
Hey, 8:02. Right on time.
You know, my grandpa always said if you're 10 minutes early, you're still late.
It's supposed to be 15 minutes early is on time. On time is late. Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Yeah,
hey, nice shirt. You look good today.
Cleaned up.
Well, I like it. I did not. I got rugged. Burly. Rugged. Tomorrow I'll take a shower. But today I was a slob. Kind of. Did you shower today?
No, I haven't showered yet.
Thought I smelled something. Wasn't sure.
Boom.
How about you? How are you?
Good.
We got a new basketball coach.
Yep.
Who? Happy?
We need to move the microphone over for her. So she can
hear.
I can't hear her.
Yeah. Well, you got to clean your wax out of your ear bowls.
What?
Clean your... Yeah, right. That's Kara Wendell. How are you, kid?
Good. I'm good.
Good. And we got a group behind here. They're all fired up, ready to go talk to us.
Yes, sir.
So, we had the MAC meet. Tell us how you did.
Did pretty good. Girls got 6 overall, and that's like the best we've done in a few years, so that was exciting.
And you yourself?
I got 3rd in the 400, and then like our relays, both, I think the 4x8 got 3rd, 4x2 got 3rd, and the 4x4 got 4th, and 4x4 were like 1 second from the school record, so pretty exciting.
That's great.
That's unbelievable.
Are you having the same trouble as the guys that you just don't have enough field participants to be able to win the MAC?
Yeah.
To win a...
Yeah. We did win the MAC.
Yeah, but we won by 1 point. We had to win every single event and come in second in at least
whatever
one.
Whatever it takes, right?
Yeah,
whatever you gotta do.
And it was, we came in second in 2 of them, but yeah, so that was tough.
Yeah. Do you run tomorrow?
Yeah.
And how many events are you in tomorrow?
4.
And you gotta do them all tomorrow?
Yep.
4 more.
Ooh. I'm booked.
No cheese. No peanuts, bananas, and spaghetti.
Yep.
There you go.
Is that what you guys eat and drink?
Yeah.
Right? Bananas and spaghetti. How about you?
I had lasagna tonight.
How was it?
It was all right.
Mom make it?
Yeah. It had, like, protein noodles, so it wasn't that great.
What is protein noodles? I've never heard of that.
Noodles with protein in it? I don't know.
Are they extra delicious?
Like when you open the door of here, you might rip it right off the hinges.
Like, it tastes like healthy. Like, and you know, as soon as you take a bite, you're like, oh gosh.
Healthy instead of a delicious?
Just yeah.
Give me some.
Hey, take you to Fazoli's or something.
I know.
Yeah. So, Cass, what's your, tell us about how your MAC meet, how'd it go?
It went pretty well. Like, I was in the relay with Key in the 4x2, 4x8, and 4x4. And then I ran the open 8, and I got 7th. And I added a little time, so I didn't do too great in that. But everything else we did pretty good in.
So when you look back on your career, okay, swimming, volleyball, you've been pretty dang successful.
I guess.
You know?
Not too bad.
You should be pretty proud of your accomplishments. You ever, are you the type of, you ever just like, at nighttime, you lay in bed, think, you know what, I did pretty good. Or are you always focusing on what's next?
Yeah, no, I don't really think about stuff in the past.
Yeah.
No.
See, I always
move ahead.
I always think about stuff in the past.
Yeah.
I think that's when you get older, you do that, right, Spencer, or not?
Yeah. Yep.
Because I don't know. I always think about, like, when we play golf and hit a good tee shot or something. Plus we go to sleep. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So your game plan is, where are you going to cut school?
Finley.
And you're doing what there?
Volleyball.
Now, you got any tracking or anything like that?
I haven't decided with swim yet.
Swimming maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just going to figure it out as I go.
That's pretty good.
I wonder what your times in swimming, like if you go up there and you go, Mike beat her.
I
wonder if there's going to be times that you go, but you look at that and go, I could be pretty good at this.
Yeah, but when do you say,
not enough?
Done.
Yeah.
I mean, I was kind of thinking that this year, like my last sport track, I was just really petering out a little bit.
Yeah.
But now that it's like tournament time, I'm like fired up and ready to go again. So, yeah. I think I have another round yet.
You're the same way. You don't stop, right?
No. Always didn't stop.
Oh, ain't that amazing?
That's good.
Are you ready for the summer? You got any plans this summer?
I mean, basketball camps, so.
Did you play any AAU? You didn't play AAU basketball, did you?
I am this year.
Are you?
Are you going to?
Good.
I play on Team 419. I play with Allie Bond, so.
Well, good. Yeah. So you absolutely are never home.
No, not a lot.
No, they're wrong.
Nope.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
But she spends the weekends with mom and dad in hotels and all kinds of cities, so it's not like she didn't see mom and dad, just didn't see him at home.
Yeah, good point. Heals me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your chances tomorrow?
We should make it to finals in everything, like all the relays, except I don't know about the 4x1, but the 4x8 definitely should go to regionals.
Yeah, because that's finals.
So we run Thursday, and then if we qualify, we come for the finals on Friday,
yes.
Or Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Who's on that 4x8 team with you?
It's me, Key, Chloe Will, and Ava Buck.
Okay. Ooh, sounds like all-stars.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
That's pretty good relay, yep.
That's unbelievable.
So is this considered the districts or this?
This is the districts.
Yeah, they do districts, regionals.
Yep.
And there's how many teams, Butch?
Oh, I have no idea. You guys know how many teams are at?
A bunch.
Yeah, we don't know.
So you got to finish top eight, maybe, to move on? Or
top four.
Top four move on?
Regionals, yep.
The regionals.
Mm-hmm.
Top four moves on to Saturday, and then,
top eight move on to Saturday, and then top four in the finals go to regionals. Yeah.
So what are you doing in practice today? You work hard, or you just kind of take it easy?
Well, we had me and Key's, like, mid-distance workout was, like, just a 20-minute easy run. And then we just did some like sprint drills or I don't know
blocks.
We did really blocks yeah we did
and
block
then,
starts
and then your coaches Coach Moody's mm-hmm. Moody's right both of them are they how what kind of role did they play in your success? I mean, are they when you're a track, I mean, are they constantly telling you here's what we need to do, here's what is that kind of their role?
Yeah, kind of. She kind of just tells you how it is, and me and Key are like pretty good at just doing what she tells us to do. Like, she'll put us in the 800 one meet even if we're not really prepared. Like, the beginning of the year I had to run the 800 a lot, but she said it was gonna be good for me towards the end of the year to help me with my 800, get my legs going. And so I just trusted her in that, and she she knows what she's doing.
She's doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Well, that's great. You guys, we wish you the best of luck.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And you, don't be a stranger, okay?
All right. Well, I'll come back, maybe.
Always
come
back.
Hey, come up with your brother during
all
Christmas.
All right, I will.
Okay?
I will.
Make sure you come up and fill us in, because
we enjoy listening
to you guys.
Anytime you're home, Thanksgiving or whatever it might be.
We're going to take a break, 10 after 8. We're coming back with two more of these track stars right after this Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another your problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
The Indians baseball team will play in the sectional final game this Friday at home versus the winner of tonight's semifinal game between 7th seed Bloomdale Elmwood and 10th seed Delphus Jefferson. Game time will be at 5 p.m. at N.A. Metzger Field, and in accordance with OHSAA rules, there will be a $6 admission charge at the gate. Get to the ballpark Friday night for the sectional final game to help cheer on our Indians baseball team as they prepare for a long tournament run again this year. But if you just can't get to the game, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
I'm just going to talk because we got food in our mouth.
Yeah, my fault. I thought I was track thing on there, and I got the baseball thing on there. Sorry.
We're back here with two of the best. Introduce yourselves, boys.
I'm Drew Mullenkamp. I'm a junior at Fort Recovery High School.
Riley Pearson. How old are you, big guy?
Junior.
You guys are fast. Good runners.
Yep.
Kind of cool.
That's incredible.
Do you find girls liking you more now you're stars? I mean, the women flocking all over you or not? I mean, they always did before, probably.
Yeah, right. It's like, you know, the bar's pretty high.
Right.
It doesn't go any higher.
Hard to get higher, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, when you call. I mean, girls texting all the time, phone numbers. How's that?
The bar was raised, and now I gotta keep raising it.
Gotta keep going.
First of all, guys, congratulations on an
absolutely amazing
achievement.
Huge.
Think about that. First time Fort Recovery ever won a MAC championship.
And to amazing. Do it with how we did it, I think that's what's most memorable to me. To only have 13 guys. And then if you look at, like, Minster's squad, they had, like, 65 on their roster.
We got 13.
And then Marion had just the depth of that team is so much more than what we had. So that's what I think is the most impressive.
Okay, so I hear rumors that somebody got moved around and somebody, like, there were some people mad, said, you can't do this. And this guy said, and the coach said, we got to do this because it's the only way we can win. Is that true or not?
Yeah. Moody really wanted, she wanted the best for our team, and we respected that, and we did how we were told, and we were all in some different events. I know Rob did the 300 hurdles and the 110 hurdles, which isn't what he normally does, but he did the 300 hurdles just to try to get those extra points that we were desperately needing. Knowing going in that we didn't have those field events that other teams were getting, and just to have those extra points were what we needed to stay in there at the end.
So Rob did the 300-meter hurdle, and he never does that?
I mean, it's not what he did at tournament last year, but it's an event that he's very good at and can excel at if he's in it, so that's what we did.
So what about you? What did you guys have to do anything different?
No, I was in the pretty typical stuff for me.
Yeah,
I did the mile, which isn't what I normally do at all. But I got 2 points from it. I got seventh and killed myself for it. But that's just how it goes sometimes.
Yeah, what do you mean by you mean you just
like I went all out. I was dead at the end. I was on the ground on the track, just dying.
Dude's out. That was it.
That was it.
Bring your squad in.
Yeah,
dude's down.
He's at it.
But we did that because my two best, like, I run mid-distance, so, like, the 4.8 is usually what I run, but they're so close together that, and that's what she was thinking about, how she didn't want me to die for the 800, so she put me in the mile and then the 8 together to try to try to get those extra points. So that's what we tried to do. So.
Okay, so you ran the mile, mm-hmm. and the reason you were so tired is because you just went too fast early?
Well,
or because you just went...
That's...
Because you ran longer, right?
Yeah, the mile's kind of a little far for me.
Oh, it is?
Honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, that was a little much, but, you know, do what you got to do.
Still scored points, though.
Yep, two points. Fair. That's what we needed.
Yeah, if you don't do it, we lose.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. We come in second.
That's exactly so, right.
That's great.
Yeah, you lose, right?
Yep.
I'm just saying, right?
Right.
So you got... So it's the last event, okay? And we know we got to win this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do we know that if we win it, somebody else has to finish? I mean, how did it play out?
Okay, so this is how it played out. We were down a 114 to 113 to Marion. We were losing by one.
Now, does everybody know that or just the coaches?
Yeah.
You guys knew.
The okay. rumors everybody went around knew. Quickly.
Oh, really? So it was like the thing. Everybody's, yeah. It was exactly. like a buzz.
Yeah.
So we're down one.
Yeah. There was a lot of drama going into the 2 mile because we didn't have anybody in it besides Luke Keller. And we knew Marion had two guys in there that were sitting around that 8-9 spot, and they scored top 8. So we had there's this Marion kid that was running the 2 mile, and Houston had it at 8th place, and we knew that they couldn't get that point because if they did and we won the 4x4,
we couldn't win.
Well, we'd be co-champs.
Yeah,
and nobody wants a co-champ.
No.
So
co-champ is for losers.
Exactly. So we had this Coldwater kid, his name was Kendrick, and we quickly knew his name. And he was riding on his tail for a little couple laps, and we jumped up and down for this Coldwater kid, which is something nobody wants to do, is root for Coldwater.
Yeah.
But we did it because we had to.
Hey, you're right, man.
He got the Marion kid by about 6 seconds.
And, nice.
That gave us the momentum we needed into the 4x4.
Okay, so, going into 4x4, are we favorites? Are we the best 4x4?
We actually, our seat time was slower than Marion's from last
week. We knew we were better.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, is that right or not?
Yeah. And,
I mean, I had no doubt that we were going to win it.
Yeah. And me too. And and Marion, I mean, we've had a lot of that, like our 4x4 team with us and Marion goes back to state last year. We dealt with them all through tournament last year. They only lost one.
Now do we hate senior. These guys or are we friends with them?
We're friends with them.
Yeah.
They're a
friendly
cool,
rival.
They're a good cool group of guys. Just a little bit about them. They like to sing before they run. They get this acapella going and they sing Hooked on a Feeling a lot right before nice. They run.
I love yeah. Hooked on a Feeling.
I know.
Ooga Chaka?
Yep.
Ooga Chaka?
Yep.
So what's our song?
We don't really have one.
We don't got nobody can sing.
You got work on that, boy.
Yeah.
So they sing before they run.
Yeah, it's awesome. They try to get everybody else to get in it too.
Really?
Yeah.
So okay, so the first runner of the 4x4 is who?
Okay, so our 4x4 is Owen Mormon, then Jacob Atchison, and then Jared, and then me. So and that was our state team last year in okay. that order.
So who went first? How'd you do when you hit passed the baton?
Sitting barely in first.
Okay, but you were leading.
Close. Mm-hmm.
Then we go to the second, and it's
Jacob, and that's where it was probably tight for at least 200 meters, and then Jacob caught up, and we had a short lead going into Jared's third baton.
Okay,
third
then
change.
When you get it,
I had it with probably about a 3 to 4 second lead, and then I pretty much maintained that, and we won by 4 seconds. And then we knew John Tangen was anchoring for Marion. He's a great.
And he's really good, right?
Fantastic 400 runner. He went to state and got 8th last year for D3. So, you know, a lot of stress, but it was a great feeling to win at the end.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And we talked off air, but the video going around of you crossing that finish line, everybody's going nuts.
Yeah.
I freaking watched that thing 20
awesome.
Times.
Oh, yeah,
that fired me up.
Who
yeah,
that was
it?
That was Colin Foster, who works for the Daily Standard.
Yeah.
And that's the guy that did the story for us for the Standard. Mm-hmm. And then he put that on his Twitter. And that got around. I think there's like 3,800 views on there.
And you're 2,000 of them?
And I only count for one, but I probably watched it 100 times.
So you carry that with you all the time, and like when you see the chick, say, hey,
here,
check this out.
Right here.
This is me winning that, baby.
I'm pretty awesome.
Yeah. So we run tomorrow, and then we're feeling pretty good about tomorrow, and then we go Saturday. And then where's regionals?
Troy again? Yep. Good.
Good. And we're going to, Neil, you following these guys? Have you talked to Greg yet?
I emailed him a couple of weeks ago and haven't heard back, so I'm going to try to get with him again. Last year we did the Troy Regionals, and it was really, really good. These guys came up, talked to us, and guys that you think would be so shy, they wouldn't say hi. They just nod their heads.
Oh, yeah,
these guys are shy. They were great. And then at state, Drew and Owen really helped me out on Saturday because I didn't know what I was talking about. And Greg was at a wedding.
It's normal.
Hopefully
state this.
But at
this
least we're there.
Hopefully for state this time around, we're all running.
Yes, I hope I have to do it all myself, and maybe drag in somebody that's graduated or something. But it was really good to start at the Troy, so that I had at least a clue what I was looking at.
Yeah.
So you guys are in school to get out?
Yeah, we're ready.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing this summer?
Lifeguarding.
So you kind of cool?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. You cool too? What do you do?
I work for Midwest Heating and Plumbing for a guy over by St. Anthony. He's a plumber.
Is that a plumber?
Yeah.
Is that Daryl?
I'm out, basically just do whatever he tells me.
Is that Daryl Kanapke? Is that?
Yeah, that's Daryl.
Have you found a guy to clean cars yet? You still looking, or did you get somebody? If you know anybody looking for a job.
Hey, if you need a job, I mean, I haven't really committed to anywhere yet this summer, so.
Ooh, might have to talk.
You imagine how fast he can clean your car? Done, next up.
Next.
Guys, you're awesome.
Yep.
And we wish you the best of luck. Congratulations on.
Yeah, pretty long excited. Way to go. A lot of excitement going on this next couple weeks.
Absolutely. That's freaking awesome. Absolutely. Let's take a break. We're going to come back with two more of these wonderful athletes and kids from Fort Recovery High School. Right back. Good job, guys.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris Experience Suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to professionally manicured lawn.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you. We've got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignments, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Congratulations to the Fort Recovery High School boys track and field team who won their first ever MAC championship on Friday, May 10th. Here are some of the results of the track events. In the 110-meter hurdles, the Indians placed first and second, with Robbie Lefevre placing first with a time of 15.75 seconds and Riley Pearson finishing a close second with a time of 16.55 seconds. Robbie also won the 300-meter hurdles with a time of 41.37 seconds. In the 100-meter dash, Robbie Lefevre finished first in 11.56 seconds, and he also won the 200-meter at 23.24 seconds. An Indians distance runner, Drew Mullenkamp, won the 800-meter run with a time of 2 minutes and 2.72 seconds. Drew Mullenkamp also anchored our winning 4x400-meter relay team, made up of Owen Mormon, Jared Timmerman, Jacob Atchison, and Drew Mullenkamp, with a winning time of 3 minutes, 30.09 seconds. The Indians won all three of the relay events, winning the 4x400, 4x200, and 4x100-meter relay races. In the 4x200-meter relay, their time was 1 minute 33.04 seconds. That team is made up of Riley Pearson, Braden Shane, Owen Mormon, and Jacob Atchison. In the 4x100 meter relay, their time was 45.13 seconds, and that team is Riley Pearson, Braden Shane, Jared Timmerman, and Jacob Atchison. And Jared Timmerman moved over to the field events and placed second in the long jump with his jump of 19 feet 11 inches. Congratulations to the Indians boys for their 2019 MAC Track and Field Championship. They are seniors Robbie Lefevre and Braden Butch Shane, juniors Riley Pearson, Drew Mullenkamp, Jacob Atchison, John Kanapke, and Jared Timmerman, sophomores Luke Keller and Owen Mormon, and freshmen Henry Kanapke, Isaac Kanapke, Derek Schlarman, and Riley Heiser. Also, congratulations on a good season to our girls track and field team, who finished sixth in the MAC meet. Whitley Rammel finished second in the shot put with a throw of 34 feet, 11.75 inches. Here are the members of the girls track and field team. Seniors Chloe Will, Cassidy Martin, Audrey Guggenbiller, and Elise Gale. Sophomores Elena Evers, Hannah Metzger, Maria Hardings, Anna Wendell, Ashlyn Bechtel, Kiera Wendell, and Ava Bupp. And freshmen Emma Fortkamp, Whitley Rammel, McKenna Ellenberger, and Olivia Hawk. Again, congratulations on a great season for our track and field teams and to our Indians boys who won their first ever MAC Track and Field Championship on Friday, May 10th.
To the prom?
Robbie.
Well, that's nice. Do you have a date? Oh, you're only a sophomore. Yeah. Do you have a date?
Yeah.
You did?
I filled in for Ellen Sheridan.
What do you mean you filled in for
him? Well, his girlfriend from Germany came over, and so he already said he'd take Matty Rammel, so.
Yeah. So you took Matty Rammel?
He had a double shot, and you stepped up to the plate.
Attaboy.
Hey, Ellen, same name.
Yeah.
Both cool. So,
just take the other.
How do you lose?
So how'd it go? Good?
Can't go bad.
Did you dance?
Yep.
On a 1 to 10 scale, how's your dance?
I'd probably say a -4.
Are you bad?
Yes, sir.
Is there any guys in school that can dance? I mean, who?
Kobe and Gavin, CNG dancing.
Were they good or did they just do it?
You mean Kobe can dance?
Yep.
And who else? Gavin?
Gavin, they have a dancing account.
Yeah, they got a dancing account on Instagram.
CNG dancing.
Shut up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dancers. Not really.
Not really.
No.
Really.
They really know how to dance?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ah, man, I wish I could dance.
I wish you could, too.
Huh?
Shake it a little bit.
Chester could always dance.
Yeah.
He's a great dancer. I got zero rhythm.
Well, most of the time, Chester...
Why don't you shut your yappers, Neil?
I think most of the time... Chester had toilet paper hanging out.
Just well, yeah, he always did. Yeah, he always
glass on his head.
We're back here, Sports Talk 8:30. We got two more. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Owen Mormon. I'm a sophomore.
I'm Audrey Greenmiller. I'm a senior.
Oh, okay. First of all, congratulations on a wonderful season and wonderful career for you as well. I mean, can you believe it's over?
No.
You get emotional? Are you like, when you come up here Sunday, are you going to cry?
Probably, yeah.
Are you going to
like
cry?
Like a baby, yeah.
Like a baby? Like,
yeah, I'm going to miss it a lot.
What's the song?
Pomp and Circumstances. Pomp?
You got that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, we do that behind all the seniors, so this is one of the...
No, what's the song that everybody always cries?
Oh, the other, you have one that you
is that, one
that you were talking about. I don't know the name.
Pictures? Your baby pictures and you just bawl.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
It's probably...
I know what it is. You guys know what it is?
I can't help you.
The country guy.
When you did it last year, I had no idea what the song was. I didn't
What know. Is it?
Is it My Wish?
No, that's a Rascal Flatts, ain't it?
Yeah.
Rascal? That ain't it. Come on. Remember When's a good... That's a wedding song. I got it.
Took you.
Oh, this one's My Wish.
But no. I got it right here.
That's not this one?
No.
Okay.
It's this one right here.
Okay.
I'm going to prepare you guys, okay? I'll give them a glass.
I hope I don't cry.
Hopefully we don't cry here.
If you start tearing up.
I might.
Don't cry.
I'm crying already.
Yep.
This one. Are we going to start crying or not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. That wasn't the one you were doing last year.
What? Ain't that a beautiful song? You buy or you cry? You can use that Sunday if you want to.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
You got your baby picture?
One of them is.
It's on. Are you going to go to the service?
Yeah, I'll probably be there.
You're a cool cat. I mean, when you think about cool dudes, hey, these two here got to be like the top notch, ain't they? No? She's shaking her head no.
A lot of nose beat you.
I think these are... Look, he's got the best lid in the whole school. That guy's got a great lid. You got to give it to him.
Talking about Riley? Yep.
Yeah.
He's got a good lid.
And he's got... His smile is just ornery as it's called. Look at that little smile. Look at that thing. You're unbelievable. These guys are catches.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And they're pretty good people.
They're brothers instead of... Yeah. You know what, though? That's what makes it so fun. Because you guys have been able to build a bond. And when you talk about team sports and talk about... And even though... It happens even if you don't win. You guys are lifetime friends, and that's what sports is about, really. And when you think about where you guys have been and talking about winning the MAC, what a thrill that is.
It was, you know, crazy.
And me and Fee were texting back and forth, and you know, when you think about how many track teams we've had.
Oh man.
And never won.
Nope.
And if you look at that list of they had it on, so I think Coldwaters, she had the list of all the teams that have won. There ain't a lot. It is Minster, it is Coldwater, and it is
Versailles.
Versailles,
that's about it.
And guess who's on there now?
We're
dang right, by golly.
It's awesome. Yeah.
You'll be able to always have that one under your hat. So what's your events?
I'm 400, 200 person.
I'm a 400, 200 person.
So you run two. How about you, Andre? What do you got?
I'm in the 4x2, and I just started doing long jump this year. I'm not very successful, but...
You like it?
When I jump far.
A lot of technique?
Yeah.
Had to learn a lot, probably?
Yeah, a lot of... Yeah, just like little things, like minor stuff that you have to work on.
You, as it winds down for you and your track career So you will play. You'll be in one event or two events tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I'm doing long jump, the 4x2, and then I don't know what else. But that's what I'm doing tomorrow. Yeah.
So you fired up?
Yeah, I'm really excited for, especially our girls team, because I think this is probably the most success or like furthest we'll go in a very long time. So.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's been it's been an unbelievable run, and when you look at where we're at now, and then to get to Troy. Who went to state last year? Cass, did you go to state?
Yeah.
In what event?
400.
In the 400. Were you the only representative?
Of the girls? Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you make it to state?
Possibly this year, yeah.
You got a shot?
Close, yeah.
It's close?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Fort Cover Radio will be there, won't it?
Yes, we will.
Absolutely.
We're following you.
Even if Greg can't be there like last year, we'll still be there, even if it's just stupid and all you hear is saying is run, Riley, run. And run, that's kind of what Friday, it was like on run. Friday till Drew and Owen came and bailed me out on Saturday.
Yeah, but I bet you had a lot of people listen.
Yeah.
Because
and we had a lot listening in the archives. There was dozens, if not hundreds, of listens in the archives. I don't know how many were listening live because I couldn't check that. But archives was tons of people because it's
pretty cool.
It's a big deal.
It is big. Where are you going school at?
Tiffin University.
Tiffin? Are you really? Mm-hmm. That's old Cliffy school.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there for what, a week?
Yeah, I think 3 days.
3 days, yeah.
Not bad.
That's a good college career.
But there's a lot of jerseys going around with Cliffy. and Caleb Martin's there now, right?
Yep.
Anybody else there before Kimberly?
Maddie, not right now, but.
Maddie's going to play volleyball, right?
Maddie's going there.
Chloe's going to run. I don't know anybody else.
Perfect school.
I love it.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's great. Good for you, kid.
What are you going to do?
I want to study forensic science. So.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting.
So you can be on NCIS.
Yeah. Seriously.
Awesome.
Way over my head.
Yeah. You might want to scoot over a little bit there. Well, good for you. And you're a sophomore. What are you doing this summer?
Working.
Where are you working at?
A farm.
Yeah. Farming. Good for you. Well, we got cows.
My grandparents actually raised cows and buffalo. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you say, buffalo?
Buffalo.
I did say buffalo. Buffalo. Yeah.
As in home on the range.
Yeah. Like for buffalo? Meat or yeah. I guess that's the only thing you do with buffalo. I guess you
ride them.
I guess you could do milk, but I haven't heard buffalo milk stuff.
You can ride a buffalo. Yeah. Ride a buffalo. How big are they? You ever get on top one?
Absolutely not. No.
No chance.
No.
No part of.
You ever have one charge you?
We've had him charge the fence, but luckily nothing.
You weren't there.
Well, no, I was there.
He was fast enough that the buffalo can't catch him.
I wonder he's fast.
How big are they?
My buffalo.
That is a great.
It's a good training thing.
Oh my God, we got it.
Tom Moody.
All right, so we make buffalo. We make it to the regionals. Chase. We bring a buffalo in for practice.
Right.
Every TV camera in the world will be there. You in or out? Yeah. Poop all over the track? Do they poop a lot?
No. I like
the
cow.
No. They like mud. I find a lot of mud.
They like the mud?
Mm-hmm.
Are they about twice the size of a cow or about one and a half? Or
depends on what age you're talking about.
Yeah.
They're probably just a little bit bigger than a cow.
They're bigger. Oh. What?
Only a little bigger than a cow? I'd have guessed at least half again, but...
Yeah, probably.
A cow weighs 1,000 pounds. A buffalo weighs 5,000 pounds.
5,000-pound buffalo.
I'm going to look. How big are they? Look it up. Somebody get their phone out. Google that. How big is a buffalo? This is big. We got to get this right. I'll bet they're at least 4,000 pounds.
Well, I don't know what a regular cow weighs, so...
A cow weighs 1,000 pounds.
Okay. I didn't know Coopers did cows, but I'll believe you.
2,200 pounds.
2,200 for average buffalo?
A ton.
Yep.
A ton.
You got a ton coming at you.
Mm-hmm. That's not that big, you wimp.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
My mom must be listening. She said 15,000 pounds.
I'll bet if one's charging, then that's what it seems like.
Next time you get, I want to see a video of it. You out in the buffalo barn.
I'll take a selfie with it.
All right,
there you go.
Send that baby in.
All right,
that's perfect.
That'd be awesome.
All right, so we ready to go this tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Time's bus leave.
2:00.
2:00.
We get out of school tomorrow?
Yep.
Sure do.
Awesome, man.
What time? Yeah. So where's that? Quarter?
Spencerville.
Spencerville.
When will we know the results? Oh, we don't. The finals are Saturday.
But yeah, we'll know who makes the finals. Most of the events you'll know right afterwards, but some of them you won't know right away. But
it'll be a couple heats, but yeah. I think top two from each heat moves on, so just aiming for that. And
yeah.
Well, good luck, guys. We wish you the best of luck.
Yeah.
And Audrey, congratulations once again on a great career, kid.
Yep. Great career.
Class kids, I'll tell you that.
Yep.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We got some new hires to talk about.
Yeah.
Girls basketball, boys basketball. I don't think we got a superintendent yet, but
not yet.
We're getting close. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee right after this. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Be sure to check out the Butcher's specials at Wayne Street Market through May 16th. It's grilling season, and they have just what you need. 81% lean quarter-pound ground chuck patties, four-duh package for only $2.99. And they have New York strip steaks for just $6.99 a pound, ready for the grill. They also have cube steaks for just $4.29 a pound, packaged and ready to grab and go for a great family meal. Again, the Butcher specials this week. New York strip steaks for just $6.99 a pound. Cube steak for only $4.29 a pound. And quarter pound ground chuck patties, four-duh package for $2.99. These and other great specials are available at Wayne Street Market now through Thursday, May 16th. Are you looking for a stress-free, mess-free meal?
Just call America Lanes at 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Great pizza, wings, subs, and sandwiches. And don't forget about their pizza and wing buffet with salad bar on Fridays at lunch. Call them to reserve lanes for your birthday party and ask about their special bowling packages. Be sure to call them for some of their great wings for your graduation party or other get-together. America Lanes, open Tuesday through Sunday. Your first choice for food and fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
The 8th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on June 7th, 8th, and 9th at Fort Site Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 ladies and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team spot before Monday, June 3rd, by contacting Cole Wendell at 419-852-7141 or Ryan Evers at 419-733-6448. The entry fee is $100 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2019 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head down to Fort Site Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2019 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Be sure to sign your team up before June 3rd. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun.
We are back here, Bubba and Fee. Wednesday night, we just had the track kids on. I just got a call from head coach Jerry Cow. Said that we will be playing Elmwood.
He was up there scouting?
Yes. Him and Tommy went up to scout, and he said Elmwood won in the bottom of the 7th, 6-5. So, whoa, good game.
Some offense.
Yeah. So, they'll be coming to Fort Recovery on Friday night.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock start. Bring them on. We're ready
to get that baby in. Good luck to the Indian baseball team, Fee. And,
yep.
And that's an exciting time in Elmwood. And let's take care of business Friday.
Yeah. They said coach has got a ton of wins. I mean, I think it's a good program they've got. So it'll be fun. It'll be tough.
Do you have any idea where that place is? I don't think I've ever heard of it. Okay. I don't think I've ever heard of that. So
that's where we checked it. Jerry said it was up around Bowling Green. So they got a road trip. Come down.
Yeah, that's right.
Friday. Well, I hope they have a long bus ride back.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
That's right. Can't we? During the interviews, I had a bunch of text messages come in. Perry Hall. When I ran, our track team was a laughing stock.
Well, that's because of Perry Hall.
Crazy how things have changed. I'm proud of those boys.
Yep.
Let's see here. Brad Niekamp texts in. Proud of the guys. Good luck. Let's see here.
I'd say Brent knows a lot of those kids.
Brent's got a couple football players.
Jody Stolver texts in and says, buffaloes have bigger heads than cows.
I believe that.
Definitely.
Well, no kidding, Jody. They're big.
Well.
She can help us with the weights. I know her dad had them when I first started dating Jody.
Really?
Really?
He raised buffalo.
The buffalo.
Wow. Yeah, they were mean. He had to walk out the upstairs of the barn out a ramp to drop the food off to him.
Because you didn't want to be down there with him?
Right.
Whoa.
I remember that.
Whoa.
I ain't scared of no buffaloes.
Buffalo.
When my grandparents lived down in Kentucky, the next door neighbor had buffalo and longhorn cattle.
Ooh, longhorn mean too.
Probably. We would go look at them, but we wouldn't go in that field.
Good idea.
Yeah.
How about them track team?
What a bunch of neat kids.
I mean, I just love them.
They are great kids.
They come in here and they have personalities that are just incredible.
Yep.
They're all just, yeah.
Unbelievable talkers. Great talkers.
We could do a whole show with them.
Oh, yeah.
They'd go home.
They could send you home and do the whole show themselves.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
They're pretty good kids.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Hope they do well this weekend.
I do too. And move I think on to they will. They're just a very confident group.
They are. Know? I mean, they feel like top two is not that big a deal to us. We should make that for sure.
Yeah. And last year they did extremely well, and they got a year under their belt.
Yeah. A lot of training. That's good.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. So we got, here's the text I got today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read this, baby.
What you got?
James Melton is the new head coach, the boys basketball coach. Coach Melton joins the Indians after his most recently served varsity assistant at Winchester Community High School in Arcanum Varsity. In Winchester, Indiana, from 2016 to 2018, Melton was at Park Tudor High School in Indianapolis, where he served as head coach in 2015 and 2016. The team finished the 2016 season with a Class A sectional champion. From 2011 to 2015, he served as either the associate head coach or the junior varsity coach or varsity assistant at Park Tudor. Park Tudor won the Class 2A state championship in 2012, 2014, and 2015. In addition to three state championships, Coach Melton has had the opportunity to coach 12 Division I athletes, two McDonald's All-Americans, and three Indiana All-Stars, who've later became NBA players. That is Coach Jim Melton. That is the new head coach at Fort Recovery High School.
Wow. Hey.
The press release was today. And
he was you say he was recently of Arcanum?
He was at Arcanum last year.
Last year at Arcanum.
I don't think I remembered the coach's name there. So
Jimmy Melton.
Jimmy Melton.
And before that at Winchester Red High Skelton. School, just down the road.
Yeah.
I like
lives
it.
In Union City.
Coach Yogi Farrell.
Yogi
that's
Farrell.
The guy I was trying to
absolutely.
Out. Yep.
What?
Coach Yogi Farrell.
I don't think he's a coach.
Huh?
Is he a coach?
Yogi Farrell played for him.
Yogi played.
Oh, okay.
Then he went on to play at Dallas. I think he plays with Dallas Mavericks.
He coached. I thought you said Coach Yogi Farrell. I don't think Yogi's a coach.
Yogi Farrell.
He will be one day, I'm pretty sure. Of something.
And then the other coach we hired is Holly Stein.
Holly Stein.
Just inducted into the Hall of Fame here at Fort Recovery. And really, there ain't much to talk about other than Holly Stein is...
She's Holly Stein.
She's Holly Stein.
That's kind of all you have to say.
And she's just...
She'll bring some fun to that.
I agree with you. You know, she's...
She'll make them work hard. That's what she
will.
Did. That's
she worked
that's
her butt off.
She worked, so...
I agree with you.
I'm sure she's going to expect that, and I think she'll get it out of them girls, too.
Yeah, I think it's a great hire. I think it's a home run.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great, great hire.
The key is can we give her the patience like we had our younger coaches
sure.
and give her time
yep.
and let her develop,
she'll be great.
Yeah, and I'm sure she'll have her own system that isn't exactly the same as what they just went through, and the kids will have to adjust some, and will it take a game or a year or 2 years to adjust to that? And that's, you know, it's just a matter of...
Well, she's going into a program that has a lot of good players returning.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, she's coming in here to a group of girls that what did we win last year? 13 games or something like that. And you got two division... two kids on the team and some good guard play and some good players coming back. But again, it's a tough schedule. It's a tough...
Yeah.
We don't play no...
We always go after the best teams. So it'll be interesting.
Holly will do great. I agree with you.
I think so, too. I think she'll be a lot of fun to watch, and I think she'll have fun back here in Fort Recovery.
It'll be fun to watch her dad.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll be fired up.
How exciting is that for Rat?
Oh, yeah.
The Mrs.
Yeah.
Rat, I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You talk about two really good people, and they have, you know, when Holly was doing the punt, pass, and kick contest, Mike Stein says, well, let's just put a goalpost out in the backyard.
Yeah.
so he builds a goalpost, puts it up, and mows around it. All the time.
Yep.
You talk about a family that's kind of committed to helping kids. Man, and Shane Stein was one of the kids that helped especially Drew Mullenkamp when he was a baseball player last year and then just decided he was going to see if he could run some track on the days that he wasn't playing baseball. Shane Stein gave him a couple of pointers, and he's at the state.
And he went to state.
Yeah. It's just, that's some pretty good people.
It is, and I loved that hire. I thought that was
I think too.
Yes.
Was a great hire. We got We got a big one Friday, Fee. We got Elmwood coming in. And you know, we have struggled a little bit. We just got beat to Ben Logan 3-2 yesterday in a game that, you know, it sounded like we had a chance. Yeah. But they're a pretty good team, right?
Yeah, I think they're a pretty good team. I mean, is that Division 3 or is that Division 2?
I'm not sure.
I thought they were a little bigger.
I was thinking they were 2, but I didn't actually look. Yeah. I just decided they were.
We made a comeback. We're down 3-0. Came back, scored a couple there late. And I think we started out with Cody, and Cody did a pretty good job. And then they brought Big Joe in, and he finished her up a little bit. So
we got Riley pitching probably.
That's the prognosis right now. Yeah. Is to bring Riley in, and hopefully he goes the whole way. And
right,
and he's on his game. You know, Riley's one of them. When he's on his game, he's pretty tough. I mean, he's tough to hit, and he's got good off speed. So
yeah. And while we're on the topic of that, congratulations to Riley Post, MAC first team.
First team, absolutely. That's awesome. I was glad to see that. He was well deserved.
Yeah.
You know, I talked to Coach Blockberger a little bit there this week, and we were laughing about it because, you know, if you look at the MAC this year, there wasn't any real dominant pitcher. I mean, everybody's right. Just got some good pitchers that on the night they're good, you know. And if you have to catch them on their good night, it's hard to beat them.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Riley is. You know, I think Riley goes out there and he'll give you everything he's got. And again, he started late with a sore arm, and yeah. And I think all the kids are getting better now. They're starting to feel a little better. So hopefully we can make a little noise in the tournament.
It's fun to see some of the kids that have struggled offensively starting to swing the bat well. Garrett Fowler is the first one that comes into mind. 2 hits again last night. Ian Holman, 2 hits again last night. 2 guys that we really got to have hit.
Oh, man, we got to have them. And Garrett has been, you know, he'd kind of been struggling a little bit, making contact. You know, he's got a good swing, takes big rip at it every time, yeah. which he's just been struggling. And like you said, now all of a sudden he starts to see the ball a little better, I think. And like you said, we got to have them too. Them two are going to be a big help for us this year and next year.
Absolutely.
You know?
We look at coming up with Elmwood in a game that, you know, they're about 500. We're about 500.
Yeah.
This is not going to be an easy game.
No.
And when we talked to Jerry last week on Sports Talk, he talked a lot about being disappointed defensively against St. Henry.
Yeah.
And if we play defense, we can beat anybody.
Oh, I think so too, Bob. I mean, that's been our flaw all year so far in our games that we've lost. We've lost some close games, and it's usually because we've given up some runs, you know. And if you make a team beat you at a high school level, it's if you don't make errors, you will be in them games. And I feel like we're good enough to hit. Well, we can score a few runs, but, you know, when you start giving them runs and you're down 4 or 5 runs, that's tough to make a comeback.
You know, we've been doing this for a long time, and mm-hmm. and I remember the first couple times we had Jerry Kalp up here, and Jerry Kalp talked about, you know, how he gets real philosophies yeah. of this and this, and he always talked about the game of baseball is, it's one at bat, it's a game of inches, it's this and this.
Yeah.
And when you know, we've had success, you don't think about it that way. But when we're on this side of it, where every game is nip and tuck,
it's amazing.
It is amazing how right he is.
One little thing cost us that game. You know, you just one goofy little thing.
Exactly.
You know? And we always, he starts spring practices, you know, and he always does percentages, mm-hmm. you know. And it's amazing. He drives this into these kids' heads of how many times does a guy swing at the first pitch in high school baseball, you know, and it's minimal,
yeah.
you know, so you've got to get ahead, you know, and how many times when you throw a strike on that first pitch do you get the guy out, and it's very good, you know.
Yeah, right.
And he'll go through all these scenarios and just try to keep putting that in their heads, you know, and that's exactly right. And free bases, he's always a big bragger on free bases, you know. You can't give guys stolen bases. You can't give them walks. You can't give them, that's the stuff that beat you.
And yeah.
You look at some of the games this year, we played New Bremen, played them fairly close, gave them 8 stolen bases
yeah.
that game. You know, it's like, that's terrible. That yeah. can't happen. You know, we're too good for that.
You're right. And when you look at the Coldwater game, and Frilling's arguably the best pitcher in the league.
Yeah.
We hit him. We had runners on third with less than 2 out. We didn't get the bunts down. We didn't do the little things.
The little things.
Just like Coach Kopp preaches about 5 years ago
yep.
or whatever, about the little things in the mental game to baseball.
It's amazing.
And we really, you know, we've been, I mean, he would tell me I'm an idiot, but when you have teams like we've had, you you don't think about it because a lot of games are, you know, you just threw out Tweetsie and Cade. And
yeah, you got guys at Reese and you know, you got, last year we had a stable of pitchers,
right?
You know, and they were all throwing low 80s, you know,
right,
and you know, to up to 90s, and you know, it was so easy because you knew every game that we weren't going to give up more than 2-3 runs. You know, right. That's just the way we were. That our staff was that good.
Yeah.
So if you could go out there and scrap some runs together, and we were a good enough hitting team that we could score runs. You know, right. Now I feel like the sophomores we have are really good players. They're going to be really good, but you can tell the strength. I mean, when we played the New Bremen, you know, you watch the seniors. They got 9 seniors on that team, you know, and we've got 6 or 7 sophomores on that team, and you watch them base hits that just get through the infield. Yep. You know, those seniors get them through, and them sophomores don't quite get them through, and that's all going to happen in the next couple of years that we're going to get really good.
The St. Henry game was the exact same way.
Yes,
I mean, absolutely. A couple of them hits, they just stuck the bat, poked it into left field, just out of our outreach, you know.
Yeah, absolute great discipline hitting by the St. Henry kids. I mean, that you get 2 strikes on you, you know, pitch, like you said, it was 3 feet outside, and that kid lifted it out into left field for a base hit.
Yeah.
Just an absolute great piece of hitting.
That's right.
And we talk about trying to do that, and that's, you know, and the more they bat, the more they play. I mean, they're going to play all summer. I know Jeff's going to coach them this summer, and he's going to take them to Cincinnati to a big tournament, and I think he's going to try to get quite a few games in, you know.
Are we going
to
have an Acme team this year?
Yeah. I think pretty much everybody's going to play, so
yeah.
it'll be good for them, you know, get some more games in, get some more swings in, and I would be surprised if we don't do real well this summer.
Yeah, that's great. We talked a little bit about Riley on the first team All MAC.
Yeah,
you know, we have to talk about Ryan Post, who was second team All MAC. Congratulations to Ryan Post. And
yeah, absolutely.
And you know, that kid works his butt off, and he is a really good baseball player.
He is a great baseball player. I mean, he knows the game, and you talk about a kid that doesn't fear anybody. You know, it don't matter who's pitching. It don't matter how fast they're throwing it. He just goes up with a smile on his face. He wants to hit. He likes to hit the ball, and it shows. He's one of our best hitters by far, I think. You know, and it's he goes out in the field, and it's the same way. He pitches. He's just a smooth, cool cat out there when he plays, and that's fun. That's fun to watch kids like that. And we got a bunch of them. Yeah. I mean, I think we got a bunch of these kids. You know, they're not. I mean, last year, you know, you'd hear somebody's name, and it's like, oh, gosh, you know, oh, this guy's good. He's really good.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody cares this year. That's what we just kind of walk up and say, whatever we get, you know.
And Regan Martin has been hitting the ball really well.
Yeah,
the last
we're going to be without Regan, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. He ran into the catcher who was up the line, and I know they threw him out of the game last night. And I think we talked to Digger a little bit, and I think it's automatic that you got to sit 2 games out. So,
concussion type of thing?
No,
it's a rule.
It's a rule.
You get thrown out of games.
You get thrown out of any ball game.
Oh, I guess I missed that part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we'll be.
So how many games is he out?
Two. Yeah. So Friday, and then hopefully maybe we can get another game in between before we play Coldwater next Thursday.
Right.
So we can get
Which we will, I think.
Yeah, I would think so. We're sure we'd be
hoping. I know they work on that all the time, so yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, you take him out of center field, he's one of them guys that covers a lot of ground out there. He's pretty good.
We do have some pretty good subs, but his bat and his speed is tough to replace.
He's starting to hit the ball a lot better. Yeah. He's getting a lot more confidence.
Was he like 2 for 4 yesterday, 2 for 3, something like that? I think I saw. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's we talk about Ryan, second team, and somebody got honorable mention.
Ian
Homan, honorable mention. Ian, so
I was thinking there's
congratulations.
There's a second one.
Yep,
Cody. Cody got honorable mention. Yep.
Good deal. We're gonna come back. Top of the hour, 9 o'clock. Sports Talk. Bubba and Fee. We'll be right back. Ready for this?
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Forge Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forge, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forge Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forge Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Indians baseball team will play in the sectional final game this Friday at home versus the winner of tonight's semifinal game between 7th seed Bloomdale Elmwood and 10th seed Delphus Jefferson. Game time will be at 5 p.m. at N.A. Metzger Field, and in accordance with OHSAA rules, there will be a $6 admission charge at the gate. Get to the ballpark Friday night for the sectional final game to help cheer on our Indians baseball team as they prepare for a long tournament run again this year. But if you just can't get to the game, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hey, we're back Wednesday night. Bubba and Fee, top of the hour, 9 o'clock. Just heard about the old baseball team. Don't forget, they are charging. Be ready for that. $6 to watch the game on.
Yep.
Not nothing to do with us. It's the
whole tournament. The OHSAA says that it has to happen.
Says you got
to
have it. So.
Yep. And if you don't want to pay $6, just go to Reisner's, walk around, come on in the west side. No
well,
side.
Come in the back side. I will say that we'll do the same thing we did last year, that any Fort Recovery fan that comes up and doesn't realize that, Fort Recovery Radio will pay for your for your entry fee. We only had to pay, like Mitch Stahman came up and only had $4, so I paid $2. So that's the only one we had that last year, but it will be, you know, we're used to not having to pay.
Fort Recovery Radio will pay for everybody's entry tomorrow, Friday's game.
If necessary, yes.
No, just do it.
Everyone over 1,000.
Well, but if we get 200 people there, that's $1,200. That's perfect. That's a little much.
Not too bad.
That's going to come out of your bonus, Bob.
Ooh. We're very good.
And if you haven't heard, we are going to play Elmwood.
Elmwood. Jake and Elmwood Blues.
Jake and Elmwood. You got to love it. Bring them on.
Yep. So
we ain't scared.
No, there. I don't think. Well, especially a lower seed. I'm pretty sure we're not scared.
Bring them scared.
On. But there ain't anybody we're scared of.
This is our last show of the year, folks. And once again, we end up our fifth. Was this our fifth year sports talk?
I think so. Yeah.
5 years.
5 years of doing this, and
we enjoy it.
We do. Fun. We enjoy it, and we love.
Started December of 2014.
Ain't that unbelievable?
That is unbelievable.
Yep.
Crazy.
And the kids still love to come and talk to Bubba and Fee.
Yeah, it is fun to bring them up here.
It is fun.
And talking about that and talking about Fee, we had park board meeting on Monday. And you talk about support for a park. You talk about support for a town.
It is unbelievable.
I mean, that thing is imploding right before our very eyes, and it's so awesome how nice that park is.
Yeah, it sure makes you proud to be on that park board. I tell you what, people come through, and they're amazed. They haven't been back here in a while. They're amazed when you go back.
The diamonds are unbelievable.
Oh, they're just looking great.
I went back there, you know, after a year or so after the all the diamonds were done, I thought, wow, this is something.
Yep.
Now, what is... I know a lot of things are going to happen out there. what are the new things in the last year?
Okay, so
if you don't have kids that where you have to go out there every Tuesday and Thursday or whatever for the Little League,
yeah,
what's out there now?
Okay, so the new signage is unbelievable how nice it looks around beautiful. The park since all over town.
Brandon.
And then the number one thing we're proud of, Fee, and then hats off to the Roger Borman and the committee who spearheaded the building and the Cooper Brothers. It's the Cooper Brothers.
Yeah.
It's three not, season Schaller.
Three, yep.
Yeah, it's not the Cooper Farms because Gary and Jim gave the money, not Cooper Farms to Cooper
Brothers.
Cooper Brothers.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So they made a donation. It's got its named after them. It is an amazing building, folks, and
we're
you know,
start running around here.
June 22nd is our first rental. Roger Borman's family, I think, has the first rental, and
Roger,
you know what?
And that should be exactly how it is.
Absolutely,
that was Roger's vision.
That was
for
his baby. Yep,
10 years, 5 years, whatever it was. He said, "We have to do this. We have to do this. And for the first couple of months, people said he's crazy, and then after that, thought, "Oh, that's not a bad idea."
So it seats about 125 people.
Yeah.
So it's big enough for graduation parties, for family reunions, for whatever you want to do, bachelor parties.
Yeah.
The times are this, folks. They are available on Fridays and Saturday nights from 10 a.m. to 12 o'clock.
Yeah, 12 o'clock.
At night. Then you got to be out of there. During the week, it's 11 o'clock. I think you got to be out by.
During the week, 11.
It is, it's just a really nice shelter house. Go down there and look at it. They're just not doing the plumbing. But after that, the floor's painted and it's showtime. They're planting grass. I think Nature's Green is doing the bushes and stuff, and Judy is doing
the seeding. Stuff, so
It is just a beautiful building and a beautiful asset to our town and our parks. Yeah. And then each diamond this year, we did something different. We got a grant to redo our diamonds, and you wouldn't think you need diamonds redone, but
it's amazing.
But it is amazing what they did.
It's amazing how much it looks better.
So you know they have grass infields on these real nice diamonds. Well, this doesn't have a grass infield, but it's got grass from the foul lines onto the dugouts. They put sod in, and this keeps the dirt and the turf inside.
Stays in.
It stays in, and it is. It looks.
Oh, it's classic.
Incredible.
Yep.
And they're doing all the diamonds, and this is including the Fort Site Park down there, getting it done.
All diamond too. Yeah.
And then they're all new bleachers, cement underneath the bleachers, sidewalks down to the Diamond One.
Yep.
And we're getting new lights on Diamond Two.
Lights are coming in. Yep. I'm gonna put that up in July after the season.
So it'll be two diamonds with the lights.
Yep.
Yep.
Two diamonds with the lights.
I think the tennis courts and the pickleball. I think that's in the basketball courts are getting used wide open. Do lights on all the time?
I've only been down there two or three times, and every time I had to go down there, there's a pile of cars and a pile of people.
So one of the things that happened, and I think we can announce this, is that and everybody knows about the Fort Recovery Foundation, and the foundation every year sends us letters to the people, you know, the towns.
The various entities.
Put in for a donation. Yeah. We divide up the funds.
Yep.
So this year we put in for $17,000 for park improvements, basically, I think it was. Actually, I think it was vanities over the dugouts or something like that.
Yeah, they were going to do that too.
Yeah, so Kathy Kester's in a committee called Randy and said, okay, here we are, we're at a meeting. We want to talk a little bit about what you guys need. So they said, well, what do you owe on the Cooper building? And Randy said, well, we think it's
pretty much paid off.
And she said, well, you still have money in the foundation for the building. Randy said, what? She said, there's still money in this that they started, Bobby Leverett and Jackie, when they chaired, put money in the foundation for a building. That nobody knew about. Well, they knew about it, but
it just never got.
They didn't know how much it was.
Exactly.
And people put in, and you don't get updated.
Right.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. So that was like $40,000.
Whoa.
So we're going to be able to finish this thing all off with that $40,000.
It's going to be pretty sweet.
And with that being said, we got additional The Big P walkway will have new lighting, and you talked about it because you and your wife walk the park a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a lot of...
South end there is real dark at night.
Dark. Yeah.
We're going to put some lighting around that and make that better. Randy said in the one corner, it kind of... it gets water and mud a lot. They're going to tile
it's
that.
It's a little
too
low down in there.
Yeah, they're going to try to get that tiled up too, so that's going to be fixed. I think we talked about some security system being put in. You know, we've got such a nice park now that I think we want to make sure we have eyes on it to make sure you know, nothing gets tore up and hurt.
But especially in the last 2 years, the cost of that stuff's gone in half. Instead of being expensive, it's cheap.
Yeah, got better.
So you can do very good surveillance is probably the wrong word, but security at a extremely reasonable price.
Yeah.
Where 10 years ago, it cost you a
ton of money.
We've
had pretty good luck, too. These last few years have been really, really good. We haven't had much stuff torn up.
Well, and I think people respect
I think they do too.
What they're doing. And, you know, we don't have hoodlums in our town.
Nope.
You know, there's a few kids that'll do some ornery stuff and try to do some things here and there. But we don't have bad people in our town. They'll do some stuff here and there. But we have great people.
Yep. And then, you know, to top it all off, you know, we look at the parks and they talked about security system, and now they're talking about getting Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
The park swim pool opens up Memorial Day.
Memorial weekend, yeah.
It'll be, the times are about the same. The prices are the same.
Yeah.
I think they're doing women aerobics at night, and it's just, it's summertime, folks. And
it's booming out there.
And with it being summertime, it means it's the end of sports talk for the year.
Yep.
And we're going to rejuvenate our batteries and come back for football season.
Right.
We're going to root to like heck for our baseball and our track teams, and we're going to enjoy the summer. And
we might sneak out and do our annual Little League
Division One, Division Two, whatever they call that. Yeah,
we enjoyed that last year.
Except for the rain part of it, that was
awesome.
Was
a problem with rain.
It is so much fun.
It's a lot of fun seeing them
to
kids
see those
smile,
kids
laugh.
They get a kick out of it
because they
get to be stars, and I think just promoting kids is a very, very good thing.
That's what we do.
Yep, that's exactly right. So, Spencey, another great year in sports talk.
Yep.
We have a riot doing this, don't we, buddy?
We have a blast. Yeah. We have a blast. I love bringing kids in. It's always our best night.
We eat good. Thanks for Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market taking care of us with the cheese and meat.
Hastings Hotline.
Hotline's been
that nobody ever calls. We had 3 calls this year.
But
5,000 texts, and that's okay.
That's right. And we have a lot of fun doing this. And folks, we'll be back in the fall. And keep listening to Fort Kerry Radio and in the archives. And go Indians.
We'll be back. See you next year.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.